Welcome to Jesus This Way. Article by Richard P. Beaubide. Let us start article reading now. Article title, Pro-Life or Pro-Choice, Understanding It. America still wrestles with the debate of abortion. The concept of coexistence through debate and rule of law are the fundamental principles of a strong democratic society. Therefore, all people have the right to coexist in our society and enjoy the same human rights as the other, providing that we do no harm one to another, and live by the rule of law, and not by the unruliness of anarchy and force. The pro-life/pro-choice debate from both sides of the aisle badly misses the mark. This article will only address abortion, as it concerns those who are uncaring about careless sexual relations resulting in pregnancy, and will not discuss the man's role, child's health in the womb, rape or incest. They are completely different issues needing their time. Frankly, I haven't heard any discussion that gets to the kernel of truth that strips the argument down to its core. Our political leaders from both sides of the aisle squabble over a woman's right to choose. This is nothing more than a distraction and causes a loss of focus on the real issue. Coexistence. People who reside in this country have the right to coexist peaceably. Undoubtedly, people in the American society usually view issues through two different lenses. The first is the lens of what are my core beliefs, based upon a person's teachings, religion and experience. The second is the lens of what can I get away with at the moment of temptation. These two lenses break down into two groups, the caring and the uncaring. The caring consider outcome, the uncaring do not. Keep in mind, the same person can fall into either of these two groups depending on the degree of temptation they must endure. Everyone has their price, as they say. Therefore, it is law that protects us from the outcome of the uncaring who would like to have their way at the cost of others. If a person doesn't care if they kill their neighbor, it is law that tells them not to do it. This informs everyone that killing is unacceptable. But why is it unacceptable? Because, based on the decisions of elected officials, people are social creatures and killing prevents a peaceable and law-abiding person from coexisting, based on their unalienable rights of their creator. Also, the law carries with it the consequence of that behavior. That is, if you kill, you will be punished. However, the law itself is only there to inform society of what behaviors are acceptable and their prescribed penalty. Therefore, penalty, not the law, is the deterrent. Law without penalty has no consequence, although any action has a consequence. So it can be said, the objective of all law is to outline acceptable behavior and maintain a peaceful coexistence between people in every aspect of society. In a society of law, democracy and religion, the caring and uncaring are alike subject to the laws of coexistence if the democracy is to survive. That is, all people of various beliefs, intellect, illness, and handicap, agreeable or disagreeable to society, have the right to coexist as long as they are considered safe with all groups of society. All are ruled over and represented by law with the right to enjoy their life granted them by their Creator, regardless of age, creed, color, or handicap. Now, when the uncaring performs an act to their heart's desire, oftentimes the act has a grave consequence to oneself, others, or both. In the case of abortion, it's others who usually suffer first, the child, then self, the woman, follows later. When sex between an uncaring man and woman occurs, they carry out the act regardless of consequence. They receive their pleasure for the moment and allow the creation of life to begin. Now they are the creator. They have granted the unalienable rights of the child to peaceably coexist, by allowing the creation of a person to take place, whether purposefully or not. We know, these children, coexisting in their mother's womb are being destroyed by those who created them. Interestingly, this is the only group of people in our society that are not recognized with the right or representation by law to coexist and experience the American dream. Also fascinating is, in America, immigrants, illegal aliens, plants, fish, and animals are afforded more rights than America's own children trying to live out their life within the protection of their mother's womb. Not to mention the exploitation of their death for the sake of research to help others have a better life, either monetarily or bodily, at the expense of their death. If ever a group needed their unalienable rights endowed by their creator to be protected, it is this one. Here is the simple criteria to determine the debate as I see it. Did they ask to be here? No. They were forced into a coexistent relationship resulting from carelessness. Were they created by providence? Yes. They are the outcome of their parents' sexual pleasure. Do they coexist lawfully? Yes. Our society considers pregnancy a lawful act, and the safety of the child in the womb is protected only when it suits the mother's interest. That protection occurs regardless of what that interest is. The child in the womb is unprotected if it does not suit the mother's interest. Are they breaking any laws? No. The child is allowed to coexist for as long as the mother says it's okay to be there. Are others exploiting them? Yes. If the determines the child must be destroyed for any reason, the child is destroyed. By default, the child itself is determined to live because it continues to grow and survive. However, what the child has determined by its existence is not considered important. It is profitable to kill children in the mother's womb for research. Researchers earn millions or perhaps even billions at the expense of the lives of this group. Can they defend themselves without the help of law? No. This group is at the complete mercy of the mother's decision. Furthermore, the impact upon the mother's decision from society, researchers, doctors and the abortion industry is so well entrenched against this group, that the children would never have a chance without law. In fact, I liken this form of domination to that of slavery, where the slave was considered property of the slave owner, just as a child in the womb is considered property of the mother's body. The slave owner had the right to destroy his slave even for no good reason, just as the mother does now. When we consider this debate, the road is going to be long and hard. However, I believe if Christ doesn't arrive first and humanity doesn't destroy itself before the issue is settled, the rights of unborn children will prevail. And here's why. First, like slavery, the rights of the slave came into being when public opinion forced government to protect them and recognize them as the people that they are. They were not, are not, and will never be, something subhuman. Even though society at the time tried hard to portray them that way. Today the abortion group tries very hard to portray unborn children as just a fetus, subhuman. However, slowly and thankfully, public opinion is changing. I am confident all lawmakers who dare to be truthful with themselves and leave out the prospect of losing elections, will agree. A new person has been created at the moment man and woman's seed connect. Scientifically, that is the reality. Another reality will slowly seep into the minds of our political leaders as well. They will realize that they are willing accomplices of uncaring people trying to carry out their own selfish act. Just a side note. I believe the dastardly form of politics that we are seeing today is breathing its last gasp of air. The non-thinking politicians on the left who are just power seekers can only dig this country into the ditch for so long before people begin to see our destruction on the horizon. Today the destruction on the horizon is in front of us. Nobody wants to be another person's stooge once they wake up to reality. And reality is on the way. Take heart. What can you do? Accept Jesus as Lord. How? Please follow me in this prayer if you would like to live for God. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, as you require in your word. I ask you to forgive me of all my behaviors and works that displease you. From this day forward, I will examine my actions and compare them to what the scriptures show as being in line with how you want me to behave. I will act this way for the rest of my life. I also accept the work that Jesus did, which is, he sacrificed himself on the cross at Calvary, for my sake, and the sake of all who accept this work. I believe, and have confidence in your word and will serve you as your word teaches us through the scriptures. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. God bless you for dedicating yourself to God. If you would like, please contact us at 860-210-1396. We would love to hear from you. Preach the gospel in your town square, save souls, baptize, make converts, go to JesusThisWay.com and download the Me Squared Project. If you need preaching tools, they're free. Thanks for reading Mystery and Logic. Remember, God loves you. All text in this article are made available in the refreshable Braille display format for our friends, brothers, and sisters in Christ at JesusThisWay.com. Just go to the accessibility page at JesusThisWay.com.